My friends, happy Easter. Jesus resurrected. So what? So what does that mean for you and for me? You know, if we don't apply the resurrection to our daily lives, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that Jesus resurrected. It doesn't matter because it's not relevant in our personal lives. In today's video, I want to explore how we can make the resurrection relevant to each and every one of our lives. Please join me in today's video. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, please send your Holy Spirit into our lives, into this video, and to each and every one of the listeners, that they may hear what you want to speak to each and every one of them today. We ask this in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is the channel Uniquely Mary. My name is Alvaro. Thank you for joining us today. Happy Easter. We are in the season of Easter. Easter Sunday was just this past Sunday, and we are in these blessed days just after that day where we celebrate Easter even more intensely, leading into Divine Mercy Sunday, something which I've talked about in previous videos. And today I want to focus on why and who cares about the resurrection. So let me just share a personal story. So last night I had this crazy dream. So I'm from El Salvador, and over there is a little bit of violence. And so I guess I was having this dream about there, even though I haven't been thinking about being there in a long time. And I was stuck in this house with a few other family members. And I just remember that someone came to the door, maybe a few people, and they were criminals or they were people that were trying to look for us and they had guns. So basically the whole dream, I was just trying to run away and get away from them. And I was escaping through each and every room. I was like, finding a different escape route from one room to the next, looking for them, trying to get away from them. I maybe even had a gun in my dream and I was trying to kill them. And then finally I found a way out. And this was kind of near the ocean, I guess, for some reason. And I got out and I went down this cliff, and I didn't care that I left family members back in the house. I just wanted to get away from there and to not die. And the dream was sort of complex, but it's hard to share some of the details because, you know, dreams, it's hard to remember some of those things. And then when I woke up, I realized, what was that all about? And I realized at the bottom of that dream was this anxiety and this fear of death. I was afraid of being caught and of dying and of being sort of maybe stuck in a situation where there was nothing I can do and I was powerless. I'm sure each and every one of you have shared in some of those feelings or dreams like that yourselves. We're afraid to die. We're afraid to feel powerless. And that is when the resurrection is relevant for us. I realized the resurrection is relevant in my life. I'm afraid to die. And that fear of death affects me, affects what I do, affects what I say. It affects all of my decisions, whether I like it or not. Now, that's the problem, that we often don't really want to accept how these fears affect us. But I'm sure that if I was not afraid to die, I would live a vastly different life. And as I was reflecting on that, I realized that for the early Christians, this was one of the main fruits of the resurrection. The first fruits of the resurrection for them was to overcome the fear of death. You know, especially back then, you can imagine 2,000 years ago, every day could have been your last day. You could have eaten something that wasn't cooked well. You could have had some sort of disease that they weren't aware of. You know, people from different countries could have come and ruined your life. At the time of Jesus, every moment could have been your last. The people lived with this fear of death that sort of covered and blanketed their entire lives. It affected everything that they did, but they were so used to it. There's nothing they can do. And you know, in my home country of El Salvador, that's the same thing. Everyone lives with anxiety because at any moment you can die. At any moment, some criminal can come get you, or you can get some weird disease from the food because it's not always clean or the water's dirty. So at any moment, you can die. So the fear of death rules your life. It keeps you enslaved. And the scriptures specifically speak about this, that Jesus came to set free those who were enslaved to the devil through fear of death. That's the first fear that grips us. So what do we do? What do we do with this fear? What do I do? I realized that I needed to sit down and have a conversation with Jesus, with the resurrected Jesus. That I needed to invite Jesus to sit with me and to have a come to Jesus talk, if you've ever heard of one of those. But that I needed to see his wounds, his risen body, to realize that even if I did die, I would be okay. Now, sometimes I would think to myself, so what about the resurrection? Why wouldn't it be good enough for Jesus to just appear to you as a ghost and to say, look, so what? I don't have my body, but I'm still alive. And I realized that it's not enough. It's not enough for us to just simply die and have our soul. We need to have all of us there. If just a part of us survives, then we might as well not survive. It doesn't mean the same. For us as humans, we have this deep longing to remain intact, body and spirit. So I need to see Jesus' risen body. That's the only thing that's going to cure my fear of dying. And in that conversation, I will lose that fear and I will be set free to do all the things that I secretly want to do, but I'm afraid because of what might happen or what others might say. What fears do you have? What are the fears that are keeping you enslaved? Why is the resurrection meaningful to you? I know what the church says. I know what the Bible says, but why is the resurrection of Jesus significant and relevant for you? I want you to write these things down and I want you to think about it. My friends, we need to ponder these questions and we need to allow Jesus' resurrection to impact us personally. I leave this video as sort of a reflective topic for you. Please let Jesus into your heart. Allow him to touch you and let his resurrection set you free. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next video.